Hi, y'all. It's Dana, just coming at you to let you know, since you're listening to older podcasts and maybe you haven't heard yet, I now train and certify decluttering coaches in my No Mess decluttering process. Go find out if there is a coach who is near you who can help lead you through the decluttering process. Go to decluttering coaches.com. That's my website. Everyone listed there is trained and certified by me. We now have coaches all over the world. If there's not somebody near enough to you that they can come and help you in person, most of our coaches also offer virtual coaching. And that has helped a lot of people be very successful in working through their clutter. If you are interested in becoming a decluttering coach, go to decluttering coaches.com, find out about taking the decluttering coach training course, and find out what it means to then pursue certification. All right, now go enjoy the podcast. Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana K. White. I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 417, and I think I'm going to call it Put a Party on Your Schedule. You know, I talk about the things that I've been thinking about and doing, right? So anyway, I have had a lot of people over in my house, and I had a big party, like not like big party, like some people think of my kids when they were younger, they would like see somebody having a party on TV. And so they had this idea and they're like, why don't we ever have parties? And I'm like, we do have parties, but they're not like what you see on teeny bopper stuff, right? Because anyway, whatever. I'm going to stop talking about that. I had the most people over to stay, like spend the night earlier in April. So there was a big eclipse. Maybe you heard about it. I know it wasn't as big in some places as others, but I am in Dallas. And so we were in the path of totality, right? And because we were in the path of totality, I was like, hey, friends who don't live in the path of totality, who I went to college with, and I'm always looking for a reason for us to get together because we hadn't seen each other in a very long time until last summer. And anyway, I was like, hey, y'all are invited. Like literally just one morning, I sent out a text and said, just so y'all know, I'm in the path of totality and you're invited to my house. And so it could have been 20-ish people. It was going to be about 14, and then it ended up being, I think, crap, I was going to figure this out before I did this. Hold on. 10 people. Okay. So supposed to be 14. Some people weren't able to come at the last minute, but ended up being 10 people. Okay. Now this is 10 people. We're not as young as we were in the olden days, right? When we were all hanging out on a daily basis together, we're all like 50 or almost 50 or past 50 at this point. And so we're no longer in the everybody just grab a spot on the floor kind of situation in life. Instead, we are in the people need places to sleep. Actual, you know, may not be the most perfect best bed they've ever slept in, but people need actual places to sleep. So it was a lot to plan, right? It was a lot to think about. And I'm at a very different place than I was years ago, where that kind of thing would have been a, if I did it, if I acted on it, it would have been very stressful to get the house ready. But what I'm going to talk about today is my plan for getting the house ready. Thankfully, this time it wasn't that stressful. Okay. But it still was more than usual because we were literally using almost every square inch of the house for people, or we had planned on using every square inch of the house for people, right? And so because of that, it was a stretch from, you know, the normal, sure, I can have people over. Like y'all, it rained like crazy when my daughter had prom recently, and there were a bunch of girls that were going to get ready at a house, and then the house where they were going to get ready, the power was out because of the rain. And I said, they didn't take me up on it because anyway, long story, but I was like, y'all can come to my house. Literally last minute, I was fine with that. Okay. So I've come a very long way, but this was a situation that was stretching and that was a little more stressful. And so I went a little harder on my plan that I always use for getting my house ready for guests. Okay. Because I knew I was going to talk about this, I went in and I made a code for my, it's a ebook with a plan for you to like take 14 days, get your house ready for guests. Okay. And when I went in and looked at it, I was like, oh, I didn't know that the site where I host this has reviews, and the reviews are like really, really good. People love it. So anyway, you can go to aslobcomesclean.com/14, like 1-4. And that will take you to 14 days to opening your front door to guests. And that is the guide. The plan has printables, has like lists for you to make and work through and get your house ready to have guests. Okay. And if you use the code SUMMER, S-U-M-M-E-R, through the end of August, it will give you $3.99 off. I think it's normally $7.99, so that makes it $4. Okay. So anyway, a lot of you probably already have it. Like you've gotten it in other sales that I've done in the past, but this is the plan. So I'm going to talk through the plan because it's been a while since I've talked through the plan. I know some of y'all are new. We all need good reminders. I'm going to talk about how I worked through the plan as I, you know, went through my house and got it ready for the eclipse, which was a very, very big deal around here. Right. And it was super fun. And it was actually kind of, like my parents were supposed to come too. And they were some of the ones that were going to be here. And then because the weather people kept saying that the weather was going to be terrible and we weren't going to be able to see it, they didn't end up coming. I mean, they're close enough that they were still able to see it where they were because they thought it was going to be a little bit better where they were. But then the weather cleared and it was absolutely perfect and amazing. Anyway, so I do highly recommend, if you're in the path of totality, inviting your friends and working through the plan to have people come in because it was very worth it. I now understand why people travel to the path of totality. I'm still not for sure that I will be one of those people, but anyway, it was very cool.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So I was planning for 14 people to be sleeping in my house. People I didn't want to stick on the floor. Okay. So that meant every single space, every single room was going to be used. All right. And life didn't slow down because I had this. So actually right before everybody got here, we had my daughter's 18th birthday party. Okay. So that was its own event to plan for. Didn't go all the way to every little nook and cranny of the house, but it was another thing, right, that had to be planned for, that was taking up time that I otherwise or in the past would have been, you know, desperately using to get ready for people to come over. Before that was Easter. Before that, we traveled for a college visit out of town. Before that was spring break. And before that, and before that, and before that, and before that. Like it's just been kind of a bananas couple of months. Not that it ever isn't bananas, but you know what I mean, right? Okay. So what are the actual steps? So, you know, I know I told you about the aslobcomesclean.com/14, the ebook, but I've also got like podcasts where I talk you through each of the 14 days, right? So those are free to listen to. I have a post called How to Clean a Messy House and Get It Ready for Guests. I'll put that in the show notes. I hope I remember. And in that, I talk you through the basics of this. The 14 days thing that you can buy is like just very, very detailed with the worksheets and stuff like that, right? But I'm going to give you the basics today. So what's the first thing that you do? Well, the first thing you do is get your calendar and sit down and figure out how much time you have to work. Okay. Now, this is different, if you'll notice, from when I talk about decluttering, right? When I'm talking about decluttering, I am really big on, hey, don't sit down and make a plan. You need to just get started in your most visible space and throw away trash, right? Like there's nothing to do first before you declutter. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about having people over. And at the end, I'm going to go through some ideas of ways to have people over, times to have people over, you know, talking about that because it is highly motivating. And it's also the thing that my heart craved. And well, now I'm strangely emotional and probably grieved the most when I couldn't do this. It was one of my biggest regrets when my house was an embarrassing mess. It was one of my biggest regrets that I couldn't take advantage of or host or be hospitable or whatever because of this. Okay. So this is a different situation. And I think there's value. There's value in decluttering so that you're ready when these things come along. But there's also value in putting a party on the calendar, putting something on the schedule, going ahead and sending the text and inviting somebody for whatever it is that you want to invite them for, because then that is motivation, right? Like it is. So, but then how do we get ready for that? So the planning on this is very important. When you're getting ready for an actual deadline for people to show up at your house, it's important to plan. So you get the calendar and you figure out which days, and I don't mean like just a calendar, I mean like wherever you have things written down, your work calendar, your schedule on your phone, if you have a home paper calendar, whatever you have where you write things down that you've got coming up, get that. Why? Because I tend to forget things. I'm like, yeah, I'll go do such and such. Oh yeah, we'll do this. For example, I think some of y'all may listen to this, but I sent my text to everybody and said, hey, April 8th is the eclipse and I'm in the path of totality and you need to come to my house. And everybody was like, oh my word, we're going to come. And then I looked at my calendar and realized I had a speaking event. And thankfully they were gracious enough to say, yes, we can switch it. Because the expectation, if the weather had been good, was that it was going to be hard to like, the traffic was going to be horrific, right? And so anyway, but also I was like, oh my word, I just invited all these people to my house. So it was a mom's group and I was able to switch it to a different week. But I'm just saying that's me, right? Like I can think, oh yeah, I know what I have going on. And then I look at my calendar and I'm like, oh my goodness. And this is the key. It's all about the reality checks, right? So I look at my calendar and I say, I have 2 weeks or I have a month or I have 6 months before this event where I've just invited people to come. I need to figure out how much time I actually have, which means I also have to know what time I don't have, right? Like I need to, like, let's say it's 2 weeks and it sounds like, oh, I've got 2 weeks, I can do this. But when you look and you're like, oh, well, actually, this is a day I committed to go on a field trip with my kids. Oh, this is the day I'm taking my mom to a doctor's appointment. Oh, this is the day when, whatever. Okay. So those days are not there anymore, right? So what in your mind was like, oh, that's 2 weeks, 14 days. All of a sudden you're down to 9 days because that's what matters is how many days do I actually have to work? Okay. So I get a very realistic idea of how much time am I going to have? And then I pay attention to things like, well, this day technically, I'm only going to have 2 hours this day, you know, or if you work full time outside the home, then you're like, okay, I'm not going to be able to take off work during this time. So my days that I have are really just an hour and a half to 2 hours after I get home from work, whatever. Okay. So it's being realistic about that. And then the next thing that you're going to write down is your list of the places in your home that guests are going to see. And you're going to list it in order of how much time they're going to spend in there. Okay. The problem with those of us who struggle in our homes, often in these situations, is that we fixate on something that doesn't matter. Okay. We think, oh my goodness, this is so overwhelming. I'm going to have people in my house. I better go clean out underneath the sink in that bathroom that no one's probably even going to use. Oh, I need to paint the ceiling in my laundry room. Like those are the types of things that go through our heads and that get us off track. And so having a written list of these are the places that people are going to see and they are prioritized according to how much time they're going to spend in there, that is my guide through this whole thing. Okay. So often I recommend that you go to the front door wherever they're going to walk in, and you start there and you make a list of where they're going to be. And then you're going to make a list later or now, whatever, of what it is in those rooms that needs to be done. And then you're going to prioritize what matters the most, because you might put on that list, oh, I've always meant to replace the wallpaper in here. But if there are, you know, piles of laundry in that same spot, well, moving that laundry is more important than changing the wallpaper. And yet for some reason, it's easy, especially when you're overwhelmed, to get those things mixed up, right?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Projects, so many projects. Taking care of all the things gets overwhelming. So when I get that feeling of overwhelm, I know I need to take steps to make my mental well-being a priority. Having someone to talk to, like a BetterHelp therapist, can really help. This time of year is always busy, but with my youngest child graduating from high school, we have lots of extra projects that need my attention. I know from experience that these are the times when it feels extra helpful and essential to talk through my emotions with my therapist. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with a licensed therapist. The online platform simplifies the process. It's accessible and affordable. After answering a short questionnaire, you can choose whether you prefer to meet via phone call, video, or live chat, and you can plan your sessions at your convenience to suit your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/clean today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clean.
Y'all know I am all about identifying what things you can do to make overwhelming tasks possible. Buying a home or selling a home can be completely overwhelming. Finding just the right realtor can make the whole process so much easier. That's why I want to tell you about Redfin. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations, so finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. See something you like? Book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. I know firsthand what a difference having the right real estate agent can make. We would have been lost without ours when we bought our current home and sold our old home a couple of years ago. Download the Redfin app to get started. So you're going to go through the rooms, you're going to prioritize them according to, you know, how much time people are going to spend there. And then you're going to go through and figure out what needs to be done. So things that I had to do, also pay special attention to the rooms that are not on the list. If the rooms are not on the list and you've got people coming in X amount of time, then only if you happen to be done early, which most of us are never going to be done early, right? And the house is completely perfect. Can we then work on those rooms that no one's going to see? But if it's a room that no one's going to see and we have a limited amount of time, that room is not even on the list. There is no reason for me to be spending time in there. I need to prioritize my time and use it in the spaces that people are actually going to see that are going to matter. Okay. The goal of this too, I just want to be clear. The goal is not to impress people. The goal is not like, because I know sometimes when, you know, I'm out of whack, I'm like, it feels like I'm just trying to be somebody I'm not, or, you know, should I just show? And I'm like, listen, the goal is for me to be willing to open that front door. The goal is for me to be willing to have people over. The goal is for me to relax while they're over because I know I've done the things that I needed to do. The goal is for me to not be completely frazzled and frustrated and irritated at the last minute and questioning whether or not maybe I could just give an excuse of why they can't come over. Okay. So the goal is for me to welcome them and give them a place where they're comfortable, where I can be comfortable while they're there. Okay. So I've made the list. You know, a couple of the things that I was focused on. I was very thankful for my guest room. Like, the guest room was ready to go. If you watch my YouTube videos, you've seen it. And that space, that defined room of this is a guest room, so nothing can go in here to live that makes it harder for it to function as a guest room, which means I didn't have any boxes of stuff laying around. Now, I do use the closet in there for Christmas stuff, but most of my guests are not going to stay long enough to need a closet, right? And if they do, then I would have to adjust, right? But that room was ready to go. So I was very thankful for the work that I had done previously on that space, right? But Reed's room, which normally is not where guests stay because it's not the guest room, right? But he wasn't here. He was off at college and we were going to use it. And I was like, oh. When I went in and I looked at the room, I realized, oh, okay. Yeah. So when the painters painted the guest room, they shoved some of the stuff that was left in that room into Reed's room. And then I just focused on how great the guest room looked. I had not paid attention to the fact that, oh, there's stuff in Reed's room that needs to be dealt with, right? So Reed's room became a top priority because it was somewhere that somebody was going to stay and I needed to do that. I was very, very thankful for all the, it's one of those times where I was very thankful for all the work that I had done in the past, right? That I have focused on making living spaces functional and easy for living. Now, I did get my piano tuned because my college friends are theater friends and the show tunes had to be sung while they were here. So it was Eclipse and show tunes. Anyway, so I got my piano tuned and I moved it away from the outside wall, as people on the internet had told me a piano should not be on the outside wall. Anyway, so I moved the piano. I did rearrange the living room, but it was something I wanted to do anyway. And it was like, oh, this is a great motivation of something I've been thinking about doing. And it wasn't this hugely overwhelming thing because I wasn't first having to get all the clutter out of the way, right? Like there wasn't clutter. So, but I took these things and I said, okay, these are the things that I want to do. And I put them on the list according to how much time I had. And I think I'm going to be able to do this. Well, every time something would take a little bit longer than I expected it to, or life would happen because we had a lot of life happening, and I would lose a day, then I would have to go back to the list and readjust and be like, okay, yeah. Like, one of the things that I did, I had this plan that I was going to put the dogs in the, it's like a little kind of a really small kind of an office-y room that's attached to our main bedroom. My husband's in my room. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll put the dogs in there. And then that way the dog's room can be somebody's, you know, kind of private area to sleep. And I'll put a, you know, I have a little, it's like a chair that turns into a bed. It's actually super cool. Anyway, but I'm going to put that in there. And then that way they don't have to be there in there with the dogs because my dog is crazy. Anyway, so I'll do that. But then we were having work done on our bathroom. And so the stuff had been moved into that room. And all of a sudden it was like, okay, I don't have time to deal with that room. So I readjusted and I said, you know what? I'm not going to deal with that room. That room's off the list now. Okay. And instead my daughter, well, she agreed. She was very kind. She could sleep in that room with the dogs if she needed to, because, you know, they're not crazy around her, just people they don't know. And then somebody could take her room, you know? So I made the adjustment because I'm not going to get to this space. this space was a space that I wanted to have completely cleared out and ready for the dogs to be in there before people came. And that didn't happen. Okay. But in the past, before I used, you know, before I came up with this strategy, which I came up with this strategy long before my house was ever under control, because this was how I had to function, right? But it was also incredibly stressful. But my tendency would be to fixate on that room and the rest of the house that people were definitely for sure going to see would stay a disaster, right? And so what I had to do, having my prioritization list keeps me from doing that. It keeps me at acknowledging, I wish I could get to that room. I want to get to that room. I had planned to get to that room. That room is not going to happen. Okay. It's got the stuff from when the bathroom was remodeled and things got moved around. It's just not going to happen for right now. Okay. And so we adjusted. I made an adjustment in my plan.
Y'all know I am all about identifying what things you can do to make overwhelming tasks possible. Buying a home or selling a home can be completely overwhelming. Finding just the right realtor can make the whole process so much easier. That's why I want to tell you about Redfin. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations, so finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. See something you like? Book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. I know firsthand what a difference having the right real estate agent can make. We would have been lost without ours when we bought our current home and sold our old home a couple of years ago. Download the Redfin app to get started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
As you have divided up by days that you have, you got to put the kitchen on there first and bathroom second. And then depending on how much time you're going to have, like I think in the 14 days, you do the kitchen and the bathrooms and then you maintain dishes and you keep clutter out of the bathrooms and then you redo those again throughout the process before people get there. Okay. But by doing those first, because those are the most important places that you need to have, you know, cleaned up, you have put the big effort, like if there is catch-up effort that needs to be happening in those spaces, you're doing that first. Okay. And then you maintain it and redo it again before people get there. But then you just divide up by the days that you have and you're realistic. So start working through the list, constantly readjusting for time and things that you can do. And then you just keep working through and you keep readjusting and you reassess every day. Am I actually going to have the time? Because what you don't want to do is fixate on one space that only matters a little bit. And then you're not able to, you know, have people go into the spaces that they really do need to go into. Right. Okay. Like I said, much more detailed 2 weeks of podcasts that I did years ago. And there's the blog post that I will link that you can go read for free. And then if you want to get the actual guide, you know, to print out, you can get that at aslobcomesclean.com/14. Okay. So let's talk about some times to invite. Okay. Times to invite people. What are some things that you could say, okay, this is going to be my thing? What I have found is I really like reoccurring events at my house. Okay. I have a friend who she laughs every time. I think she came to my daughter's birthday party and she was like, oh, it's so fun to be here when it's for a party when it's not New Year's. Because she comes on New Year's and she's just being sassy because that's how we are to each other, right? But like it helps me to have a reoccurring party, you know, and I've told this story before years ago. It's probably been 7 or 8 years now. when I was still kind of feeling like, oh, can I do this? We sent out the text and said, okay, you know, a couple of families whose kids matched our kids in age. We said, you know, you're invited for New Year's Eve. And then it became a tradition. And now we purposely try to make sure that we're home for New Year's Eve. And well, we do make sure. And other people will tell us they try to make sure they don't go anywhere for New Year's Eve so that they can come to the party, right? And it's because it's a recurring thing. And I feel like for people like me, that's very helpful. Like it's extremely helpful for me to have that because it keeps me from just doing it one time and then never again. You know, it's like this natural reminder of, oh, it's the holidays again. Oh, that's right. We've got our New Year's Eve party coming up. Now it's not stressful anymore. But in those early years where it was kind of stressful, it was just kind of this natural reminder that, Dana, it's time for you to have a party again. It's time for you to have people over. So that's the point of this, is put a party on the schedule. So what is something that would make sense for you? Would it be something where you want to do, a Mother's Day brunch or, you know, an Easter or something? You know, is your backyard where you spend a lot of your time and that's a space where you could, you know, is there a time of year where you're like, I could do this? Okay. And then make that, you know, start with just one. You're not committing to 20 years, but if you're able to do that and if it's successful, then go ahead and put it out there that I'd like to do this again next year. You know, I'd like to do that. You know, we've made Easter a time where my husband's side of the family comes over. Why? Because they've got little kids that are my great nieces and nephews, and we have bluebonnets in my pasture. And so it's a really great time. Easter, you know, there's usually the bluebonnets are blooming, and everybody wants to take pictures of their kids in the bluebonnets. And so we can have this recurring thing that keeps us, because here's the problem. Otherwise, sometimes you can just be like, oh my word, we haven't seen them in 3 years or so. And it's one of those things, sadly, that happens, or it takes a lot more purposefulness after my husband's parents died, you know, because his sister, she's got grandkids. She's got kind of her own, you know, family, but she's all my husband has on his side of the family. And so we want to make sure we maintain that relationship. And so having something where it's like, oh yeah, it's almost Easter, we need to make sure that we invite them. That is a good reminder for us, is to have something that's recurring. Like I said, maybe Mother's Day, maybe Father's Day. If grilling sounds easier to you than, I think in some places y'all call it barbecue. But barbecues, grilling and barbecues are different things. But anyway, but maybe grilling sounds easier to you, or maybe it's 4th of July and you're like, okay, I'm going to rent a slide, water slide, you know, one of those bouncy water slides or something. Maybe it's Canada Day. Y'all, if I had had more time, I would have looked up other holidays, y'all. I'm so sorry to those of y'all whose holidays I'm not for sure of, but you have Christmas and you have a Mother's Day, right? And anyway, maybe it's, you know, New Year's like I do. Maybe it's a Galentine's. Maybe now, even though it's April as I'm recording this, and probably May as you're listening to it, beginning of May 2024, Valentine's is a long time away. But you know, that's a thing now, right? Galentine's, have y'all heard of that? I think it's from Parks and Rec. But anyway, a lot of people will have a Galentine's party. What is it? It's just a little fun excuse to have some cute little foods and, you know, have some of your friends over and have that, you know. So maybe you get it like, okay, that's close to a year away from right now as you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening when it comes out. And so it becomes a thing where you're like, I'm going to put this on the calendar, and go ahead and put it on your calendar, even if you don't send out the invite yet. And maybe put another date on your calendar, a reminder to send out invites at the beginning of January or whatever. And then you see, does this work? Is this something that I could make my consistent recurring thing? Because that is also so helpful for those of us who struggle to have recurring things. You know, one of the biggest things that's helped me is having people in our home every single Sunday night from our church. Like, that is incredibly helpful for me to keep things under control and to keep things, because when we, like during COVID, when we didn't have anybody in the house for months and months, there's just things I do not notice when nobody but our family is there. Right. And so it's very helpful to have people coming over consistently. And so if you're at that point, maybe you suggest a book club. You know, you don't even have to commit to it for long term. You can say, hey, I really want to read this book. Anybody else want to read it? And we'll have a book club meeting at my house. And then you decide then, you know, when people get there, either people go, oh, this was so much fun, let's do it again. And you say, yeah, we should switch off whose house it's at. If you didn't have a great time, if it was a wonderful, motivating thing for you, then you say, yeah, I'm willing to host next time too. So, you know, what can you put on the calendar? Put a party on the calendar. Here's a good idea. What about Halloween? It's dark. You could have it be dark and cobwebby. And so then you could like drape stuff over your clutter, right? See, whatever it takes to do it. And I think that's the point. You know, we're talking about Galentine's and, you know, some people are thinking, oh, that's so far away. And some people are thinking, oh, February. And right now it's May as I'm hearing this. That sounds like maybe I could do that. Maybe that is the amount of time. It's all expandable and adjustable. You still go through the same process. You still look at the time that you have and how much time you have available. And you still go to the front door and think about what are the spaces that people are actually going to see. And you make your lists according to, you know, what do I want done in those spaces? And then you start working through that list, right? And it really keeps people on track, keeps me on track, because the key is that it helps me be realistic about what time I have. It helps me be realistic about what I need to actually spend time and focus and energy on, because I'm paying attention to what guests are going to see and what matters. And then I'm also being realistic about how it's going, because I'm going back to my list and I'm going back to my calendar and I'm adjusting and adjusting and adjusting both my expectations of what I'm going to be able to get done and, you know, for the time that I have. Okay. All right. I hope that was helpful at all. I would love to hear if y'all put parties on your schedule. Put a party on your schedule. Yeah. So just remember, aslobcomesclean.com/1414. Use the code SUMMER. And then you can get, if you want to get the actual printable guide, you can get that for $4 with that code SUMMER through the end of August. I do want to remind you, since it's May and it's time for me to start reminding, that I take summers off. And some of y'all are probably like, your daughter has graduated from high school now. Why are you still taking summers off? And at this point, I will say that the real reason I'm doing it is that I want to. And honestly, summer with college kids, strangely, is not less busy. I'm not watching them, but boy, am I just like yanked all over the place with, oh, mom, let's go do this. Oh, wait, this is the day, mom. This is the day that I have available for us to hang out and spend time together. And I'm like, well, guess what? I don't want to have is something scheduled on that day. That means I can't go hang out with my kid. Right. So anyway, yes, I'm going to keep going with summers off. So I will have podcasts through the end of May, and then I will be off June, July, and August. I usually come back at the middle of August, but this year with the way that, you know, I've got one moving to college for the first time and then somebody else moving. And so it's just, yeah, we're going to come back after Labor Day. So, all right. You could have a Labor Day party. Yeah, that'd be fun. All right. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.